case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Mm-hmm. What up, Allie? Who have you been FaceTiming with?
Listen, I just had this like aha moment, this epiphany the other day of how different the world is. And how much it's changed, even in just like the last 5 to 10 years. And what I mean by that is FaceTime. FaceTime has literally changed everything because...
Yeah.
My sister, remember the one who found out that her boyfriend had a wife and a kid? Remember that whole story? If you missed it,
you FBI'd the crap out of that, yes.
If you missed it, I'm sure you can Google it. It'll take you to our website to hear it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
My sister found out her dude was married, whatever, that ended. So she met this new guy. And they have a lot in common. They're the same age.
Yeah.
They're both like managers in education. Like she's a principal. He's like a dean at a college.
Oh,
it seems on paper like a match made in heaven.
Sure.
He's a nice guy. He has one daughter he sees every, you know, other weekend.
Have you run your FBI alley on him?
And I looked at him on LinkedIn and then he saw I looked at him on LinkedIn because you can see if you pay for it.
Yeah.
So he told my sister, I was on FaceTime with her and he goes, I saw she looked at my LinkedIn and I go, yeah, I'm watching. Watching you, buddy.
You're damn right.
You better watch as my sister, and I will kill you if you mess with her. Okay? No,
she's not joking.
does
my
this guy
for your family?
Does this guy know about the other guy who was married and all that drama?
She finally told him about it, and I said, "Don't even." I said, "Did you tell him about that?" She goes, "Yeah." And I go, "No, don't bring it up again."
Okay.
I go because I think it's important you told him so he understands your experiences with dating and your insecurities. But no man wants to hear about anybody you used to date or sleep with.
100%.
I was like, "So tell him and then move it on and don't bring it up again." So she said, "Okay," but. I have now met this guy on FaceTime, and they've literally been dating for like 2 months, but I feel like I know this guy, and I thought to myself, this is so weird, because like the only point of reference I have like meeting someone was probably, I remember when my sister met my ex-husband, and I remember how nervous everybody was, because there was no FaceTime. They didn't know each other. It was like, I met a boy. And you're going to meet him. Like, and then you had to show up, and you had to try to impress someone's family. Now... You just know, you don't have to, there's no pressure when you finally meet the family because you've already met them.
Face to face.
If I go to California to see my sister, I'm going to literally feel like I already know this guy.
You'll be able to spot him out in a crowd.
There's
you can say, there he is.
There's no necessary, this is my sister. Like, it's not even like she has to introduce us. Because of FaceTime, I literally have gotten to know the guy.
Yeah.
And I just think that is so awesome
and
weird.
On the top
it's awesome.
Piggybacking on that, I think it also enhances talking to your family.
Yes.
I've been talking to my parents and like friends who are back in Indianapolis that I don't see very often. And it's different having a conversation on the phone versus having a FaceTime conversation. You feel like you're there in the room with them. It feels like it's more,
my sister,
way more intimate than just talking on the phone because you're actually there face to face.
Well, and my parents and my sister both FaceTime.
Yeah.
My kids. Yeah. They would never see my kid. They would see my kids' faces like every 4 to 6 months.
Dude.
But they see them every single day on FaceTime. It's like you're with the person. It's crazy.
And when they're that young, they change so fast.
They grow up
so fast.
Really change communication.
My first niece that my sister had five months ago. I'm not going home for the holidays.
I've never held her.
Nope, but she knows my voice. She knows my face. We've seen each other. I mean, this close to each other. You put your hand right in front of your face, and there you go. Technology is just, it's amazing.
You know
your
really
niece
good
Harper,
for?
Right? Yeah. That's your niece.
He loves
her
it. Name,
her, name,
name
her name is Amelia Sophia.
Oh, I forgot.
It's not Harper.
I forgot.
I don't like that
name.
Let
me just say one more thing as I'm talking about how awesome this is for our own personal social relationships.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I feel like I know my sister's new boyfriend. There's no weirdness when I meet him now because of FaceTime.
None.
I do want to say the best thing about Skype, FaceTime, all those.
Yeah.
Is the military.
Yes.
Who's deployed.
Uh-huh.
That's the way I feel about it.
Yep.
That 1,000%. Must be such a game changer.
Yeah.
People must be so mad if they had a deployed dude or chick like back in the day.
Hearing
and now,
you say that
I'm not
gave
saying
me goosebumps.
It's easier.
Overseas
I'm not saying
for...
it's easy. I'm saying at least you can FaceTime with your child or Skype with your child. Like that, or see the baby.
Think of the military. Yeah, the military people that have a baby born, they can't be there for the birth or any of that or see the kid even grow up for the first couple of years of their life.
I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I was just talking about my sister's new boyfriend.
And then you go to the military. When you hit the military button, that is.
It makes me happy for the people that are deployed that they do have FaceTime.
Totally.
Yeah.
Which is why when my sister was dating the married dude who said he was deployed, and I said, if he doesn't FaceTime you from a base somewhere, he's a liar.
Mm-hmm.
He was a liar, though.
He can.
He was not deployed. He was a liar.
I don't.
You absolutely can.
You're damn right.
If you don't have a phone, you have a computer with a camera on it. Everybody has one now.
Oh, we got a bunch of texts at 71037.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I'm dating a guy who lives 3 hours away and it's difficult. However, with FaceTime, it totally keeps us connected.
Long distance relationships, yes.
Totally. Phone sex. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not allowed to say that at 7 o'clock. No, I'm kidding.
Sure you can.
So, and then somebody also wrote, which this is interesting, FaceTime also helps college students getting their roommate. Now, I don't know how they do it, but I remember in college when I found out who my dorm, like the girl I was going to room with, I called her. She was in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I was in Southern Illinois. And I was like, hey, Molly, we're going to be roommates. And we talked on the phone. It was awkward. Could you imagine FaceTiming with your college roommate?
That's right.
You're moving in with somebody.
Yeah.
You can now FaceTime them. That's so cool.
We just last week interviewed an intern for the show, a new intern
on
for
FaceTime.
January. Because she's doing some sort of, she's studying abroad in Spain.
Yeah.
So we hooked up on FaceTime and we could see her face to face, have the interview. She's great. Her name's Isabella. She's starting in January.
Yep. What a time to be alive,
yeah.
Dude.
I love technology and Skype and FaceTime.
Thanks, Amen. Steve Jobs or whoever invented that crap. Or, we appreciate it all.
Don't thank you to the people that have Samsungs and I can't FaceTime. I don't appreciate it. Okay? Right?
Seriously, come on, Mama G. Get it together. God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.